Pink at Triple M, Jane Dave for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sundays, live this morning, thanks to North Jacqueline. And their biggest sale of the year on the weekend, what a huge success. Check out the cash machine grab that Dave and I did on the weekend. I got more money than Dave.
Oh, bollocks.
On our Facebook page right now, Triple M Mackay with Sundays.
Look, Australia is in mourning as well as New Zealand. You know, they're close allies and friends of ours in New Zealand over the terrorist attacks in the two mosques on Friday afternoon. Scary stuff. And one of our good friends, Kieran Atkinson, he's a radio buddy over there. And, mate, good morning to you. How's the family?
Mate, the family is all back together, which is absolutely amazing. It was a surreal day on Friday. It was actually my birthday. And we had lots and lots of stuff planned for the afternoon and things to go and do, but that kind of just all fell away. Like, you know, there was nothing else everybody wanted to do than just be together and, you know, get back home and hunker down and
be safe.
Yeah.
Well, do your kids go to school around near the one of the two mosques? Do they?
No. They actually did just as a precaution. They did a citywide lockdown of all the schools because, you know, no one knew where this was, you know, before the main guy was apprehended and before they knew how many different people were involved in what happened. It was about 3 hours of uncertainty, and what was going on was luckily my one daughter was with me because I think it happened all over the world. You probably had the same thing as well. We were actually out in the middle of the city on Friday afternoon at the climate for change, like the student strike.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Were striking for climate change. So we were actually out in the CBD. So where the first event happened at the mosque at the edge of the big park here in the CBD, which is called Hagley Park, that was only probably less than a mile away from where we were.
Wow.
And then interestingly, about 10 minutes after the first shooting, my partner was driving through the other side of the city, and the guy in the car actually nearly ran off the road.
Wow.
He drove right past her, and she could see bullet holes in the windscreen. So it was way too close for home, and just a terrible time.
We're seeing a lot of the images come through this morning. I've got to say, your Prime Minister, I don't know what the feeling about your Prime Minister in that country is like during, you know, a normal day. But I've got to say, from what I've seen on the TV and the newspapers and hearing her interviews, she's become a very strong person, a very strong leader. And I think, you know, is that received well in the country for your Prime Minister?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a unanimous feeling throughout New Zealand. And I've seen some social media posts even from people around Australia as well, that it doesn't really matter what your politics are. I think everybody has to agree that she's handle the situation with care and compassion and understanding and inclusivity and all of those things that make a great leader. And we're all in awe of her at the moment. And I think she's the right person for the kind of climate it is right now. And she's risen to that occasion many times before now. It's just it hasn't been on such a global stage.
Yeah, I think everyone's very impressed on how she's handling everything around the world. But you personally, with the family, I know everything's quite scary still, but would that stop you from going into the city's centre of Christchurch from now on? Or?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No. I think this is where events like this bring the community together. You know, there was actually a post just yesterday from the Canterbury Police. Like, Canterbury is the province that Christchurch is in New Zealand. So the local police service put out a post saying, look, you know, we're going to be on the streets more. We're going to be seen out in our cars more. We're going to be, looking after businesses and local people. And the extra presence is just so that you feel safe and so that everybody can feel safe and everybody can just be, you know, go on with what they need to do. So it's life is normal, and I think, you know, I actually feel safer now than any other time, I think.
Good stuff.
You know, it's so sad that, you know, the community has to come together after something like this, but we're glad you're okay, and, you know, pass our best on to those around you in New Zealand. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate. We really appreciate that.
Hey, guys, appreciate the call, and, you know, yeah, the feeling of of love and compassion and camaraderie from all over the place, especially from, you know, around New Zealand and Australia as well, has been just amazing. So thank you.
No time at all. There you go, Kieran, there joining us from New Zealand as we pay tribute to those that we lost, and I guess the uncovered story from Friday right now here on Triple M.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
New Zealand now on high alert after the worst terror attack in that nation's history. 49 innocent people killed as a gunman opens fire on two mosques.
I could hear screaming and crying.
I'm 66, never thought in my life I'd live to see something like this. Not in New Zealand.
Clearly what has happened here is an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence.
We grieve, we are shocked, we're appalled, we're outraged, and we stand here and condemn the attack that occurred that has claimed so many New Zealanders.
Many of those who will have been directly affected by this shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They may even be refugees here. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. They are us.
From Australia. Yeah, you will throw. Our Kiwi brothers and sisters, we stand together as one.